Sachet Makis Parabes Mishnah Beis Hazorik Evan L'Rishus Rabin Baharag Harei Zed Gola. Somebody who throws a stone into a Rishus Rabin, a public thoroughfare, and the stone hits somebody and kills him. A person who threw the stone is mechuyev to go into Golos. Now, even though throwing a stone into Rishus Rabin is karov l'mezid, it's close to being an intentional act, since there are always people in the Rishus Rabin. The Gemara explains that we're talking about where he did not throw the stone into the Rishus Rabin itself. Instead, the stone was thrown into a dump next to the Rishus Rabin, and the dump is used by people at night for their facilities, and on occasion it's used during the day also, and he threw the stone there during the day, and somebody happened to be there and was killed. We cannot call him a mazid in this case, since during the day normally people are not there. On the other hand, an anos also he is not, since on occasion it's used during the day, so therefore he is b'chlal shogeg, and is mechuyev to go into galus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, im mikishiyatsa ha'evin miyadu, hosi halaz et rosho v'kibla, harei zeh patur. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, somebody who threw a stone that killed somebody, if only after the stone was thrown, the person who was killed stepped into the path of which the stone was being thrown, in such a case, the person who threw the stone is patur from galus. This is learned out from the pasuk which says Umasa et re'eu, that the object found his friend and killed him, as opposed to this case where the friend found the object, meaning that the friend stepped into the path of the object after it was thrown. Zarak et ha'evan l'chatzero v'hara. Somebody who throws a stone into his own courtyard, and somebody happens to be there and was killed, in yesh reshus la'nizik l'kanit l'sham gola. The imlav enogola. If the person who was killed had the right to be in the chatur at the time, then the person who threw the stone goes into galus, as he should have looked to see where he was throwing the stone, since the person had the right to be there. But if the person had no right to be there at that time, the person who threw the stone is patur from galus. Shenemar, this we learn out from the pasuk, v'asher yavo et re'eo b'yar. The pasuk says somebody who enters a yar, a forest, with his friend, and an accident happens there in which the friend was killed, the Torah says the person who kills him has to go into galus, and we learn out all cases of chiyuve galus from this case. Mahayar rishus lanizik v'lamazik likanik l'sham, just like the case of yar, both the person who was killed and the person who killed him had the right to be there, so too every case has to be similar to that case. Yasa chaser balabayas shein reshus lanizek v'limazek likanek l'sham, as opposed to our case where somebody entered the courtyard of a balabayas without permission, since the person who was killed had no right to be there, there is no chiyuv galus. Abashal oimer machatavet etim reshus. Abashal learned out an additional din from the case of yar. Just like the case of yar, where they entered the yard to chop wood, it is a case of reshus. It's not a mitzvah. It's just a reshus. Yasa ha'av ha'make es b'no, v'harav haroda et tamido, u'shliach bez. This would exclude a case where a father was hitting his son in order to train him to go on the right path. This is a mitzvah to be mechaneh the son, and the father mistakenly hits him too hard and killed him. There would be no chiyuv galus, since it's not similar to the case of yar. So too, it excludes a case where the Rebbe is lashing his student in order that his student should pay attention to the shir. This is also a mitzvah to be mechaneh the Talmud, and if the Rebbe hits him too hard and kills him, there would be no chiyuv galus. So too, it excludes the case of shliach bezdin and the missionary of bezdin that is giving somebody malchus, and the person by mistake hits him too many times and kills the person. Since he is involved in a mitzvah, there is no chiyuv galus. So too in a case where the missionary of Bezdin is hitting somebody who will not listen to the din of Bezdin, and therefore he hits the person in order that he will listen to the din of Bezdin. This is also a mitzvah, and if he hits him too hard and kills him, there is no chiyuv galus. Maseches Makis Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel Ha'av Gola Ayidei Haben V'Haben Gola Ayidei Ha'av. A father that kills his son b'shogeg would go into galus if he was not hitting him for chinuch purposes. He wasn't hitting him in order to train him. He stomped, killed him b'shogeg. He would go into galus. V'haben gola ayidei ha'av. And a son that killed his father b'shogeg would also go into galus. Hakol Golin Ayitei Yisrael, anybody who kills a Yisrael B'shogeg would go into Golos, even an Eved Knani or a Kusi, the Yisrael Golin Ayitehem. And a Yisrael that killed an Eved Knani or a Kusi B'shogeg also would go into Golos, Chutz Me Ayitei Ger Toshav. Except for a Ger Toshav, a guy that was makabal on himself to keep the Zion mitzvahs B'nei Noah, even though a Yisrael that killed a Ger Toshav would go into Golos, but a Ger Toshav that killed a Yisrael would not go into Golos. Instead, he would be Chayav Mitzvah. As we have a cloud that had been Noah for the mitzvahs that he is Chayav in, we say, Azaraso Zui Misasa. Anytime he does one of these Averas, he is Chayav Mitzvah, even though he had no Hasra. He doesn't need Hasra, he's always considered Mezid. So therefore, in this case, even though he killed B'shogeg, we look at it as if he killed the Mezid, and he is Chayav Mitzvah. Begertoshav in a gola ella ayidei gertoshav. The only time a gertoshav would go into golos, that's if he killed a fellow gertoshav b'shogeg, then he would be chayav golos. Hasuma in a gola dibrei Rabbi Yehuda. A blind person that killed somebody b'shogeg would not go into golos according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir omer gola. Rabbi Meir says he would go into golos. Hasone in a gola. Somebody who hates his friend and had not spoken to him for 3 days out of spite, and then he killed that friend b'shogeg, he would not go into Golos, as it's quite likely he didn't actually do a b'shogeg, that he did it instead b'mezid. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Oymer, Hasone Nerag, Mipnei Shehu Kamur. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda says, somebody who hates somebody else and then kills him, even if it seems he did a b'shogeg, he would be Chayav Misa, because he is like a mu'ud, it's as if he got Hasra. The reason being is since he hates his friend, we assume he did it, the mazid, it's as if he already received a sra, since we know he hated him, he definitely did it on purpose, and his chayav misa. Rabbi Shimon oimer, yesh sone gola, v'yesh sone she'ena gola. Rabbi Shimon says sometimes a sone that kills a person that he hates goes into golos, and sometimes a sone does not go into golos. Zehaklal, this is the general rule, kol shehu yachol loimer l'das harag, eina gola. Anytime from the circumstances of the murder, it's possible that he killed the other guy intentionally, he would not go into golos, as since he is a sone, there is a great likelihood that he did it intentionally. But if the circumstances of the case seem to indicate that he did it unintentionally, even though he is a sone, he would go into golos in that case.